Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mary Margaret Denholm, and you're listening to Messages, Healing, and Prosperity. I'm so glad you could join us. Now, if you haven't tuned in before, let me give you a little rundown. I'm Mary Margaret Denholm, and I've had 3 decades of experience doing this type of thing, giving advice. I'm also a minister. We also have Kimberly of Pittsburgh with us, quite an intuitive. She's going to help us. And we have our producer, Jamie, who will be helping me with your calls. And the purpose of doing this is really to help those spiritually, help those people spiritually. We've talked as far as our clearing prayer. And in the use of the clearing prayer to allow a new beginning in life. You see, to me, it's not enough to tell you, well, you have a blockage to prosperity, or you're blocking yourself as far as this, your health, or your relationships, or any bit of your life. It's not enough unless we can help to heal that. You just don't give it to somebody because they may not have the expertise to really look at it. But with our help, I'm hoping that we will be able to help you to have a grand new beginning, to look at yourself differently. Right? If you're putting yourself down, if you're judging yourself down, if you're criticizing yourself, then you are criticizing the God within. And that does not create the highest and the best. And those are the types of things that we talk about here. So I think we have a caller, Janie.
Hi.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Dion, and I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
So happy you could join us today, Dion. How can we help you?
Well, I saw your show, and I just wanted to call in and, I don't know, see, am I aligning with my new beginning?
Very well put, dear. All right, let's do this. Starting about 8 years old, you had a lot of trauma. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now, when I said the clearing prayer, what happens is the electromagnetic field, which is your protection, each one of us, that is our protection from the Creator. If you are traumatized, then that electromagnetic field can be fractured. It can be non-existent. Now, let me check this. I use muscle testing to check these statistics. Hold on. All right, what is her electromagnetic field, Spirit? Okay, your electromagnetic field is practically non-existent. And what the clearing prayer does, it clears out those things that are interfering in our life, and it repairs that electromagnetic field, the emotional and mental bodies, and all that we are, within this short prayer. And then we align you to the cosmic template of your Most High Self. That is your new beginning then. You've been carrying around all this trauma. And the beauty of this is we can supply you with the prayer so that you can say it at any time. And the more you say it, the more things start peeling away, so that you're not carrying any of the old baggage. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay. Now, dear, when you pray or when you meditate, who do you pray to? Do you say God, Jesus, Creator, Source, Higher Self?
All of them, really. I mean, I was raised Roman Catholic, but I was too. Spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I will tell you, this type of trauma that you had usually happens to those who are the most spiritual, because it becomes part of their spiritual path, and it changes them. But today, we're going to clear these energies, and then I'm going to give you some information so that you can call and get a copy of the prayer. Are you ready?
Yeah, thank you.
We have to say this out loud now. Say this after I say this. Excuse me. I don't have a cough button. I'm sorry. By the power and the authority of Almighty God.
By the power and authority of Almighty God.
Jesus and all that I am.
Jesus and all that I am.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
All entities and energies.
All entities and energies.
That are interfering.
That are interfering.
Touching or using me in any way.
Touching or using me in any way.
Leave now, never to return.
Leave now, never to return.
Take a deep breath there, dear. Deep breath. All negative energies and negative emotions.
All negative energies and negative emotions.
Especially the trauma I have experienced in this lifetime.
Especially the trauma that I have experienced in this lifetime.
Gently be released and removed now.
Gently be released and removed now.
Fill all spaces with divine love.
Fill all spaces with divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
Surround and support all that I am.
Surround and support all that I am.
With a grid of gold and crystalline.
With a grid of golden crystalline.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures in my field.
Repair all fractures in my field.
And strengthen me.
And strengthen me.
As I align to the cosmic template.
As I align to the cosmic template.
Of my most high self.
Of my most high self.
So be it, so be it done, so be it done now.
So be it, so be it done, so be it done now.
Take 3 deep breaths now, honey. First breath is telling every cell in your body that something's happening and to pay attention. The second is actually releasing from the cellular level all this trauma, all this negativity that you've been carrying around. And the third actually seals your new belief system, which is, I am a child of God, and I deserve the highest and the best of all things. This is a new beginning for me. And that's the attitude that you can have with this. These invocations are you're invoking by the power of your spirit. And your spirit is strong, dear. Your spirit is extremely strong. Now, is there something else that you wanted to know as far as a gentleman or something?
No, I give up. I don't know about guys. Guys are like my
that's all right,
dear. When I run into him, because he'll have to make me an offer that I can't refuse.
Right,
but,
that is so true. That is so true.
What I have,
but you're still pretty lonely, honey.
I am, but I haven't met anybody I feel like that's up to par in my wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, come August, September, you may meet him. Because your frequency is different now. Let me tell you, when we have trauma like you had, then that lowers our frequency. And we cannot come together with our true love unless our frequencies match. So I think what we did here today is going to help you come August, September. You will meet him. Now, it's not enough just to do this one time. You're going to be processing. What do I mean by that? Honey, you're going to be releasing and changing a lot of these energies that you've carried around. Just they don't all leave at one time. So you may want to drink a lot of water. You may crave orange juice. You may crave protein, something like that, because we're working now with you on a very high spiritual level. Now, Kimberly's here. Let's see if Kimberly has anything for you. Kimberly?
Hi, Dion. Am I saying your name correctly?
Yeah.
Hi. Listen, as soon as you started speaking, I had the image of a red sports car and it's trimmed in black. Don't hold me to a Ford Mustang, but it looks similar to like that, to that type of vehicle. But there's a gentleman and you ride off in the sunset with him. They were very specific in showing me this vehicle. So I want you to pay attention, and the sun's out, and it does seem to be in the summer when I get this image that came to me, but just please remember this red sports car, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Is there anything else we can help you with today, dear?
The only thing that's on my mind is I'm just getting ready to publish a book.
All right.
And it'll be ready in about 2 weeks, maybe three.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I'm working on my marketing plan, but how do you see that? I'm hoping that it'll become more of like my mainstream career versus my day job. Like, it's not that I want to quit my day job. I just would like to have something more fulfilling in my life. But I'm a first-time author, so I just want to know what you think about it.
What Spirit is saying is that this book that you're writing is 100%. Blessed for humanity. So you're going to be directed more as far as the marketing, but the book itself is blessed, and they're very proud of the way you came to do this.
Oh, thank
you.
Now
I'm going to tell you.
Thank you.
I want you to call this number so you can get so we can send you a prayer, the clearing prayer.
Okay.
And for anyone out there who might want a copy of the clearing prayer or any of the prayers that we might do here, you can email me at Mary Margaret Denholm, Mary, M-A-R-Y, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, Denholm, D-E-N-H-O-L-M, @gmail.com. Any email correspondence, you can do that, but if for any reason you would like a private reading, you can contact me at 513-289-2914. 513-289-2914. Now, I know you're in Chicago, but what I offer too, honey, is, you know, we have access to the GoToMeeting software, so we do virtual tarot reading parties. So, and it's a minimum of like 4 people for a tarot party, and we make all the arrangements to get everybody online. You'll see everybody's picture up there, and we do a tarot reading for each person. So if that's something that might interest any of you out there, please call me at 513-289-2914 or through the email, Mary Margaret Denholm. Well, thank you, dear, for calling. Spread the word, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. Enjoy your evening, ladies.
Thank you so much,
thank
dear.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, Janie, do we have another caller?
We do.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi, this is Mary Margaret. Who is this?
Hi, Mary Margaret. My name is Gina, and I'm calling from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And
Gina?
My question today is Tia, T-I-A.
Oh, Tia. All right. Thank you.
Tia with a T, as in Tom.
Gia. Thank you very much.
No, T.
Go ahead, dear.
T as in Tom. I'm sorry.
T as in Tom.
My question is, yeah, Tia.
All right. Thank you, Tia.
Sure. My question today is in regards to career and job-wise. I've been applying
mm-hmm.
for new positions, and I'm wondering what if you pick up anything in the career field for me.
I do, the middle of March. And it hasn't been brought to you yet. It's going to...
Okay.
Whatever this is, hold on a moment. About March 10th, you're going to be exposed to this opportunity. And I'd say by the 15th or 16th, you'd be very, very happy with the outcome of an interview with this company. So, yes, and Spirit is saying this is blessed. Did you have problems with the COVID virus, or did you lose your job, or are you still working?
I'm currently working right now. Yeah,
okay,
I work
good.
At a homeless mission, and I'm working all three shifts in the same week and stuff. So I'm looking for something a little less demanding.
Yeah,
I just had a second interview for what I thought was going to be my dream job. So I'm really hoping, but I just had a second interview today.
It could be. Don't eliminate anything. It could be what guides you to that dream job. And, so we never want to eliminate anything. Kimberly, do you have anything for our friend?
The only thing that I'm getting is something around publishing. And it could be something where, you know how there's here in Pittsburgh, they have like these papers that advertise certain things, that they need certain people. Believe it or not, these newspapers still exist. It's some kind of important newspaper near you that's small but very important, if that makes sense. I want you to pay attention to that. I keep seeing that for you.
Okay.
All right.
That's
is
new.
There anything else we can do for you, dear?
Nope, that's it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yo, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for listening.
Sure.
Good luck.
Good luck, dear. All right, everyone. And you too. Lines are open if you'd like to join us. And remember, if you have, if you would like to contact me or Kimberly or our producer, Janie, please just call us at 513-289-2914 or drop us an email at marymargaretdenholm@gmail.com. All right. If you'd like a copy of the clearing prayer, just send an email to that marymargaretdenholm@gmail.com, and we'll get that to you. Most people say it at least every other day, if not every day, just to be certain that their energy is fresh. Janie, do we have any other callers?
Yes, connecting you now.
Thank you. Hello, this is Mary Margaret Denholm.
Oh, Mary, my name is Tim, calling from New York. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, Tim. Good, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. So I've been working
on... How can we help you today?
Yeah, I've been working on trying to bring in some new things, manifest some new things, some abundance, some new situations in. So what I've been doing is I've been trying to set my intentions, do a little grounding meditation, asking for my guides to assist me along the way. Not that great of a meditator, but I'm trying to stay consistent.
Tim, you've got a lot of interference. It's no wonder you have a hard time meditating. Did you hear me do the clearing prayer before?
I did not, but I did get your email, so I'm going to email you and ask you for it.
All right. Well, I want you to get that prayer, but for right now, we've got to streamline your energy. Because of the trauma, your electromagnetic field is fractured, and that is your protection of God. And how are you going to meditate and meditate well if you've got a fractured electromagnetic field, a fractured emotional and mental body? And what the clearing prayer does is these things that are interfering with you, it's going to remove those things right away. And it's going to repair your electromagnetic field, your emotional and mental bodies. And then we're going to align you to the cosmic template of your higher self. And then I want you to just me as far as the prayer, but we've got to make certain that, you know, you're not grounded. So when you send the email, we want to get you the grounding prayer as well, okay? And I think that's going to be a tremendous help for you.
Great.
How does that feel?
Okay, got it.
All right.
Great.
Well, okay,
great.
When you pray or when you meditate, who do you meditate to or who do you pray to?
I ask my guides. I don't really have a name. I just ask my spirit guides to come in. I do a little angel. So I'll call it Archangel Michael.
Angels and guides.
Michael and Uriel. I usually just start and ask them for some assistance. And then slow down.
Because we're going to bring their authority in for this. We're going to bring, you have authority given to you by the Creator.
Okay.
That's how this works. And it works perfectly. It works the first time. And it's very powerful. You don't understand the power you have. But once you start doing invocations, you will understand the power that's been given you by the Creator. And I think it's going to change your life. So if you would, say this prayer with me, and then get an email to me so we get prayer to you so you can say it several times a week.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready. Yep.
Repeat after me now. By the power and the authority of my angels and saints.
By the power and authority of my angels and saints.
And Raphael and Uriel.
And Raphael and Uriel.
I now command. And give full permission.
And give full permission. All entities and energies interfering.
Touching or using me in any way.
Touching or using me in any way.
Leave now, never to return.
Leave now, never to return.
Take a little breath there, dear. All negative energies.
All negative energy.
And negative emotions.
And negative emotions.
Be now released and removed.
Be now released and removed.
Fill all spaces.
Fill all spaces.
With divine love and divine healing light.
With divine love and divine healing light.
Surround and support all that I am.
Surround and support all that I am.
With a grid of golden healing energy.
With a grid of golden healing energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures in my field.
Repair all fractures in my field.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
Take a deep breath. Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As I gently align.
As I gently align.
To the cosmic template of my most high self.
To the cosmic template of my most high self.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
Take those three deep breaths. First breath is telling every soul in your body, this is my new law. I'm a child of light and love, and I'm not going to have these negative things interfering with my life. The second breath actually seals and releases these things from each and every cell. And the third seals your new belief system in. Now, I'm going to ask Kimberly if she has anything for you. Hold on 1 second.
Hi, Kim.
Hello.
Hi. Listen, when I focus in on you, here's what I get. You have some people around you that are bringing your energy levels down. For lack of a better term, I'm just going to call them psychic vampires because that's what's coming to mind. And not, you know, we're all at different levels, but they're draining your energy and they're not real positive. And, you know, it's just like they're taken. And maybe just keep some of these people at arm's length. You know, they're draining your energy. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I understand perfectly.
Right. You know, and sometimes, you know, we reach a certain level where we're ready to go to the next phase and meet some new, more positive people. And that doesn't mean we just say, oh, no, we're never going to talk to you or see you again. Now, that's not what Divine Spirit is saying. But, you know, it's time. You have grown. You want to be more positive and change your life and feel better. But some of these people that you're around, I'm seeing like six of them are just dragging your energy down, and it's just not good for you. You know, everybody and everything is energy. So if you're surrounding yourself, you know, with these types of people, it's going to bring you down. So, you know, that's what I get
okay.
with you. Good luck, Jim.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much.
So, Jim,
and the email address again? Yeah.
Jim, what did you say, dear?
Yeah, I was just asking if you could just very quickly give me the email address again.
Oh, the email address is Mary, M-A-R-Y,
mm-hmm.
Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, Denholm, D-E-N-H-O-L-M, @gmail.com. Or just call me at 513-289-2914. We'll get that to you. I did want to mention one thing. Part of your spiritual learning, Tin, is
mm-hmm.
setting boundaries. And that's why it's, you know, I love having Kimberly here because she gives, I'm focused on your energy. She's focused on the messages. And when she does a message, another door opens for me. Your boundaries now, dear, that's going to be very, very important for you.
Okay.
What do you really want out of your life? Don't let other people bring you down. And I know that can be hard sometimes, but you know, I had a best friend that constantly just felt so sorry for herself all the time and took so much of my energy. And I had to let her go. And it was amazing how my life changed after that. So just think about that. and join us again. Spread the word. Tell people we're here if they have any kinds of problems, anything that we might help them with.
I certainly will. Thank you so very much. You two have a great evening.
You too, Tim. Thank you so much for calling.
All right.
All right now. And you too, if you would like to call our guest number, that number, I should have given that before, is 845-241-9850. Again, 845-241-9850. And we'll do whatever, you might be surprised at how we might be able to help you. You know, maybe it's a pain in your foot that you've had for years. Maybe it's a loosening of your monies to an extreme and you don't know what happened and why that is happening. You might not understand why a relationship isn't working. Anything in your life that you might require another opinion, some spiritual advice, then you should give us a call and let us see if we can help you. Now, also, if you're interested in just getting a copy of the clearing prayer, and as I mentioned with Tim, he needs the grounding prayer too. We have prayers that have been given to me by, I call it the most holy divine spirit, and they are very powerful. And the clearing prayer is just the first part of that. We have the grounding prayer. We have the anchoring of our spirit. We have the release of victim and martyr energy. And so much more, so much more. This is just the beginning. I'm just trying to open up a door to help those immediately with whatever the clearing prayer could do for them. But do join us and tell others about us, especially those who may be really troubled, because we're very good at what we do, and we love helping people. We absolutely love helping people. Janie, do we have another caller?
Yes. Connecting now.
Thank you. Hello.
Oh, hello. Thank you.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Karen in New York.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in, trying.
Did I
have so much going
on? Is this the first time you called?
No, I think I called a while ago near the end of the show.
I think you did too. How can I help you?
Okay, well, I wonder what you see ahead for me or any guidance about finding the right person that someone I would like, hopefully, would be a friend and I would trust that I could rent this room to. I'm dreading it. I really don't want to have a roommate at my stage in life. My partner passed a year and a half ago. It's been very rough, but unfortunately, I'm in such a very long story. I don't really know how I got here, but I don't have enough money. I need extra support.
Right.
I've been thriving, but it's not going to last forever anymore.
I think you're going to find somebody by April 1st. And then, as I asked about this, Spirit also said that next spring you're going to meet somebody too. And I think it's going to be a result of the roommate, that you're going to meet somebody on a more romantic level. Hold on, let me check with Kimberly. Kimberly, did you get anything with this, honey?
The same thing came through the last time that she called, is that I know she's dreading this, but she's going to do this, like Karen, gritting your teeth, but this is going to end up being better than you ever anticipated. Nothing has changed.
I think so.
With coming through with this, that you're scared, and that's okay, and I know you don't want to. You know, but you're going to do this and you are going to fight it the whole way. I can just tell. But that's okay. But just know that everything's going to be fine. And through this person, you are going to meet other nice people. You really are.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I thought so too, Kimberly.
Any guidance on how or where I'm going to meet this person?
I see it somewhere where you go almost every day. I don't know if it's a little store or for coffee or some kind of little diner,
mm-hmm.
but there's food there. And you talk to somebody like behind the counter. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, I don't go anywhere every day. I just, you know, I try to limit it when I need supplies. I go out to the local stores for the most part these days. Nothing else to do.
Is it somebody, though, that you have spoken to before, Karen, that you're, you know, I almost seeing you saying to this person, oh, I really don't want to do this, and, you know, and then it's like through a word of mouth thing. You know, so get the word out there because you do need this help, and it's really going to open doors for you, and it's going to make your life easier, my friend.
And yeah. Also, dear, you're going to say the right thing at the right time to a friend, and this allows you to trust this person.
I've been reaching out to people I know, but I can't wrap my head around anyone that I, you know, who works in any of these stores that I talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Random people here and there, I can't.
It's just going to happen. It will just happen because this is spiritually directed, dear. Financially,
yeah.
You need the help, but more so than that, you need the spiritual support. It's been rough since you lost your partner.
Yes.
Okay. And you need somebody, not just a roommate, but you need somebody who's going to help you to expand your life, and somebody who can be a friend, somebody who will learn to care about you and introduce you to the right people. And that's what we see happening.
You see a female?
And don't be afraid to let them in. Don't be afraid to let them in. You know, I'm actually seeing a male.
I'm seeing a female, Kimberly, as far as the roommate, and then I'm seeing a male as far as who she introduces her to.
Well, that could be, but I just see it all working out good, but I know you're dreading it. Please try to stay positive, my friend.
Okay, I'm working on that, but it has been hard. I admit it. Thank you.
Karen,
I want you
to contact me with that email. We're going to get a prayer to you. It's called the Thinking and Feeling Heart. Okay?
Thinking and Feeling Heart.
Right. Your heart,
okay.
Honey, is still broken. Do you pick that up too, Kimberly? Her heart's still broken.
Yes. And I did that 3 times last week, Karen. Trust me, it works.
Well, yeah, something comes to mind every day, and I have a crying spell over him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know, honey. It's been hard. It's been hard. You want to do a little clearing?
Sure, thank you, yes.
When you pray or when you meditate, who do you pray to or who do you connect with in meditation?
Either Archangel Michael, Raphael, or God.
Okay, let's use all of them. Repeat after me. By the power and authority of Almighty God.
By the power and authority granted to me by Almighty God.
Raphael and Michael.
Raphael and Michael.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
Gently release my sorrow.
Gently release my sorrow.
And heal my heart.
And heal my heart.
So that I may see the spiritual path before me.
So I may see the spiritual path before me.
And as I move forward on this spiritual path,
and as I move forward on this spiritual path,
guide me and bless me.
And bless me.
Take away all obstacles to my new roommate.
take away all obstacles to my new roommate.
A roommate that is blessed by you, God.
A roommate that is blessed by you, God.
And show me my new life.
And show me my new life.
I promise I will listen.
I promise I will listen.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
Take those three deep breaths, dear. And request that prayer now. It's the feeling and thinking heart.
Okay, yes, I will.
All right,
thank you
so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. God bless you both. Thank you.
Thank you so much, dear. Bye-bye. Janie, do we have any other callers?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. This is Mary Margaret. Who's this, please?
This is Tonette. Thank you so much for taking my call because I really do need the help tonight.
I'm so glad that we're able to be here for you. How can we help you?
Okay, this is the first time I found the show, so I don't know what I need to ask, but I will tell you the predicament that I'm in, and I really need to know the answer to the predicament.
We will do our best, honey.
I've been involved with another female for 5.5 years. It's a love situation. Prior to that, I went to school with this girl and was best friends with her. So it's a 40-some-year friendship and 5.5 years in a love romantic situation. This girl has promised me everything. I will marry you. She said, I love you first. You know, we're going to be together, everything. She said everything, 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 everything. And she's 47. I'm 47. This isn't an 18-year-old that I'm dealing with.
Right.
Okay. Problem. January, she pulled away from me because Randy, this guy from New Jersey, we're in Pennsylvania, resurfased. He's a convicted heroin. He's a convicted heroin addict multiple times, in and out of prison multiple times, has a child that he's not paying support for. I looked up his whole criminal record. It's from here to Alabama and back, okay? Whatever. You know, he's shooting heroin, whatever he's doing. Okay, I found 31 love songs on Desiree's YouTube, songs from Randy. I'm talking songs like I Love You, I Want to Be, not like, you know, Cyndi Lauper or something like that. I'm talking deep, deep love songs, 31 that she had saved. I texted her. I said, what are you doing with all these songs? This is why you're not texting me. This is why you stopped calling me. What are you doing? Well, then she made a big post on Facebook, and she didn't say my name. And she's like, I just want to let you know that this person is dead to me. I don't want nothing to do with you. And that was meaning me, because she did say, because someone said, well, what did you do to this guy? And she said, it's not a guy, it's a girl. Okay, hold on. So I haven't bothered her. I haven't bothered her in about 2 weeks. Okay, let her alone. Just let her alone.
Right.
And she's claiming that I've made assumptions and I made this and that and whatever. You know, like she ain't doing nothing wrong. Okay,
right.
Hold on.
Okay.
Today, someone told me to go look on her Facebook page. Okay. And I have another account. I have another account that I'm able to look at her page because she has me blocked. Hold on. She has on Facebook. Now, mind you, she did not come out that she's, you know, with women or whatever. She did not come out and let anybody know that. And she's actually living with an ex-boyfriend right now, too, who's terminally ill and congested heart. Hold on. This is what I mean. Hold on. She has on Facebook. Something told me to check her Facebook. Now, that's my intuition telling me to do that. Someone told me to check her Facebook, and it said, feeling confused. And this was at 2 a.m. Feeling confused. I can't sleep. I'm confused. I know that I could make a decision. I feel like I'm going to be making a life-changing decision soon, but a lot of people are not going to be enthusiastically be about this. And then she put hashtag can't sleep, life-changing decision to decide or not to decide. Now, wait, my question to you is, number one, she did not want anybody to know about our relationship. She did not want her mom or nobody because she felt ostracized or whatever, like she would be looked at different. My question to you is the Facebook post about her being in turmoil, can't sleep at night because you know what you're doing to me, okay?
Right.
And this isn't right. That you railroaded me and you made all these promises and then you're jumping to this guy over here in New Jersey and just because he's a bodybuilder, well, that's because he was in prison 10 different times. So my question to you is, was the post that she posted last night regarding a decision that she's going to make and come forward and let people know, hey, I want to be with Tonette, I want to marry this girl, this is who I really love, or... is it, I'm going to be moving out of state to New Jersey, I'm going to go live with a heroin addict, and I'm leaving Andrew, and see you later, everybody, I'm leaving Pennsylvania, goodbye, and her kids and everything, because this girl has two children. She has a 21-year-old and a 17-year-old, where the husband has custody of the kids. So what was that post about?
All right. I really feel that that post was in regards to you, in that relationship.
Right, because listen, I'm going to tell you something. Wait, I don't mean to interrupt you, but listen to me real quick. Her birthday was February the 13th. This girl knows what she's doing, because I'm going to tell you something. She lets certain posts public. She lets certain posts private. That son of a gun, on February the 13th, she made all of her birthday posts all private. Not one happy birthday. The next day, the 14th, thank you, everybody, for all my happy birthday posts. I really enjoyed and loved them all. She hides what she wants, and then she puts public what she wants me to see. So she has me looking at that.
All right. Now, there's something else happening here, dear. First of all, she is extremely troubled, and she does not know how to face herself, okay, let alone you, okay, and what she wanted with you. And this Randy, this Randy is demonic, and those demons are controlling your friend and confusing your friend. Now, I can remove demons, but I can only do it with their permission.
What decision? She said she's making a life-changing decision soon. Life-changing to me is you're going to go with a woman now. Life-changing. I'm having a kid now at 47. What life change choice is she making? I don't understand.
She's trying to come to terms with this, dear. She's not ready.
But listen,
she's not ready.
Okay.
She's not ready, honey.
But listen, how do we know she's not making plans with this jailbird, drug addict, heroin addict, shooter upper that she's so obsessed with? Why would you keep 31 songs from this dude that, and she's claiming she never met him, which I don't believe. I'm not falling for this crap.
Let me say this. I would say to you this year, do not follow through with anything with this woman. Nothing this year. Now next year things do change, but not this year. She has a spiritual.
Well, what do you?
She has a spiritual path here that has brought her back to this Randy. Believe me, I really do think that she's being controlled by other things, entities and things like that. Because his energy.
What is she
going to
do with? What is she going to do with Randy? What's going on with them? I have consulted two other psychic readers. One was a clairvoyant. One did tarot cards. They both told me she's not doing nothing with Randy. So my question to you is, what was that post about at 2 a.m. last night where she couldn't?
She's trying to come to terms with her relationship with you.
Well, then why doesn't
she just
crap and
tell me this?
Why doesn't? I understand that, but why didn't she just contact me instead of playing games and let's put stuff on Facebook and let's not mention no.
No, she can't. She's not ready, honey. You got to wait.
So what happens here to me? Because the last thing I want to do is be hurt anymore by this female. What do you want me to do here?
You do nothing at this point until she comes to terms with what's happening with her. You're not
when
the one
that is
going to
reach
that,
out.
That is in,
when is she going to reach out and contact
me? I don't
me.
Think she's going to reach out till next year.
Wow.
I don't think she's going to reach out till next year. I think she is very troubled, and she cannot admit the truth. But I don't see anything with her for this year. She's still
running.
What is
she going to do here?
She's still in denial.
What is she going to do here with this Andrew guy that she's living with? And she's going to be making
no
a
idea.
Life change.
No, I don't.
And she's making
that
a life.
I don't see that either. She's confused.
No, she does. She doesn't want to be with him because she told me that already. She said she does not love him.
Yeah, I do not see anything happening with that, dear. Okay. But,
what about this
Randy? I don't see anything really happening with that either. That's really all
what?
I have for you. So I would say to you, do just be patient. What is happening now may not be what is happening next year, but this is nothing that you're going to be able to control.
So that post was for me, not for Randy.
I believe that. Yes, I do. But that doesn't mean she's going to come to terms this year with this. She's still not ready to admit the truth.
Does this woman even love me or anything? I don't know what she wants.
She must have loved you because you opened her up to her true self. But the questions you're asking are they're nothing that I can help you with. This is spiritual. This is extremely spiritual. And she is not willing to speak her truth. And she's not going to be willing to speak her truth this year.
Okay, but listen, why would she make a post and say, I can't sleep and I might be making a life-changing decision and not many people are going to be enthusiastic about it?
It could have been you. It could very well have been you. But I got to tell you, honey, what goes on in somebody else's head is none of your business. What somebody posts on Facebook, that's their business. That doesn't. We're not going to figure it out. We figure things out by speaking the truth to the person who's saying it, and you can't do that right now. So for now,
nope.
I want you just to leave it be, turn it over, to God, and leave it be.
Right.
Because she is not ready to do anything. Okay. Thank you so much for calling, honey. Bye bye.
Yes.
All right. Janie, do we have another caller?
No. The board is clear right now.
That's all right. We got a few minutes. You know, some of you heard me say to Kieran, we have a prayer called the Thinking and Feeling Heart. And just like a lot of the calls that we get here, we have people who are hurting, people who don't understand their body's energy, their heart's energy, their spirit's influence on their life. And that's really what this show is all about. Now, next week when we meet, I'll be prepared to bring the angelic deliverance prayer and the prayer of the feeling and thinking heart. So we will do that. If you know anyone that is really looking for love, who really is trying to figure out how to release heartache, then tell them to tune in next week, or share the show with them next week, whatever it takes. You know, this isn't just Janie and Kimberly and I trying to help people. For those of you who listen, for those of you that we help, then it's time to spread the word. If we can help you, we can help so many other people. And you could do this very easily, simply by passing forward the link. You know, just like you might want to hear get this information, especially if you're looking at somebody who has a heartache, has a really bad heartache, sorrow. You know, and so many people are so lonely now that I would love for them just to listen to us and allow them to reach out spiritually, so that we can help them in any way that we can. See, part of the problem is that we are so involved. We are so involved in our lives and in the material world, the physical, the mental, the financial, in the mental type world. But this show is going to show you how to introduce the spirit in a way where you can learn to change your life. You know, we have the church online every Sunday night. And if that's something you'd like to join, if you'd like to join us, you don't even need a computer. You just, even a phone. And, you know, just go to Divinity Spiritual Online @gmail.com and let us know if that's something you'd like to start, coming and seeing what we're about. Because I don't preach, I teach. I in my life there was so much that I did not understand, that I have worked so hard to understand the spiritual ways of the body, the mind, the heart, of life itself. So as we do this, I'm trying to help all of you to find that spirit that will give you the strength to handle anything, the spirit inside of you that is blessed and strong. So please join us next week, Wednesday, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern, and thank you so much for listening. Good night now.
and